a star on my car and one on my chest. A gun on my hip and the right to arrest. I'm the guy who's a boss on this highway. So watch out what you're doing when you're driving my way. If you break the law, you'll hear from me. I know I'm a working for the state. I'm the highway patrol.
Ah, yes, highway patrol, highway patrol. Today we're going to jump right into it. The return of safety talk this morning. Our good friend, Sergeant Jimmy Morgan from the DPS is in studio today to discuss safety on the roadways throughout the state of Texas. Whether it be highways, freeways, byways, feeder roads, all over. If it's a roadway in Texas, these guys cover it, and land and water as well. I mean, air, everything. I mean, is there a road in Texas you guys don't go over, Jimmy?
Well, I mean, we usually don't patrol private roads.
Private roads.
Unless there's a reason. But okay.
But any other roadway.
Yeah, yeah,
I mean, if it's a public roadway in Texas, yeah, you can find you guys on there.
Well, we can, yeah, maybe.
We
go by there. I don't know if you depends when you're.
I'm just saying that if you're on a roadway in Texas, just be on the lookouts.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, you guys don't, just because it's, you know, it's a county road out in the county somewhere, a dirt road.
Well, you bring a valid point. I didn't know how I was going to go into this. So if you listen to us, I don't know, the last year or so, you've heard me talk about some of the things that our department has done. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, the border down there was in the news for a good while. And, mm-hmm, and I talked about troopers being sent down there and all that. Most of our troopers are back. And so the communities where they are normally stationed at that you see them, most of these guys are back. But mm-hmm. You know, and we've added additional troopers in that area down there to resolve or to try to help resolve the problems that were going on down there.
You hired new troopers.
So we've got additional troopers for that. Now, occasionally things do happen in this state where you will still take a trooper, and it may be for a short period of time or whatever, but depending what's going on in the state, I give you the example. In the last few years, I don't know if this has been publicized or not, and we don't really, we just do what comes along, and some of this comes out of the governor's office, and then some of this is made within house, DPS. But when there's a problem in this state and it lacks manpower, and there's a way that the Department of Public Safety can assist the other agencies in these areas to resolve a problem, that's going to happen, okay? I'll give you a couple clues. One being San Antonio. If you visit, and I don't have the numbers, like I'm fixing to point out a number up in Dallas, but we locate problem areas with high crime rate and all that. And it could be even on the traffic safety side, an area where we have a lot of traffic crashes and stuff, and we need extra, and we look at ourselves and say, you know what, we can reduce the crash rate if we influence with additional troopers. We'll do that. So anyway, we've done certain areas in Texas, such as Houston and San Antonio. The latest, I guess you would say, would be in Dallas. Now, if you kept up with the Dallas area, they've been short quite a few people, officers, up in that area, and they've seen crime rate in some of these areas go up. So, and it got to the point where citizens was demanding, you know, law enforcement step in. Some people say it was unsafe to walk outside their house. Okay, when that happens, and we get wind of it, and we, like I say, we work with these other departments, and we've developed a plan to see what's going on and see what we need to do. Well, so DPS, about 7 weeks ago, based on what I've been told, went up towards a certain part of Dallas, and in a seven-week period, we reduced the violent crime rate down to by 29%. Now, that's a statement right there. So when you talk about where you will see us at, well, you'll see us if there's a problem, mm-hmm, okay? And that's what we're going to do. Our bread and butter out here on the highway certainly is maintaining traffic safety for all motorists out there. But as you know, on a traffic stop, we understand that people that are in certain types of crime, whether it be trafficking people, narcotics, weapons, or whatever it may be, that they use our highways to promote their business, whatever kind of business they're in. And so certainly when we have certain people stopped, we have to pay attention to who and what we have stopped. And sometimes people call me and say, well, why did the trooper ask me this? You know, if we did not pay attention and ask certain questions, then we would just let everybody go and never have a result in our violent crime. So I remember as a young troop when I was out in East Texas, I had stopped a guy for like a headlight violation. I mean, it's some kind of equipment. I remember the guy telling me, he said, hey, why aren't you out here stopping the real criminals? And my question to him, well, if you can point out all the real criminals to me, I'd be more than happy to do that. We don't know, okay? We just don't know who we got stopped and whatever it may be. We know we're stopping a traffic violation that may turn into a criminal violation. So it's just a day that we live in. Unfortunately, it's sad in a lot of ways, but people just need to understand. And that's where we talk about community policing. That's where you've got to be on the same page of your local and county and state law enforcement. So if there's something going on, obviously, that you think they need to be aware of, or absolutely either go visit them, call them, whatever you need to do, because we're without the public support and some of the public tips and stuff that we get, some of this we don't know, okay? It's just so together, I guess, as a community, I mean, we're part of the community. I know everybody has a job to do, right? I mean, so you're here every day, whatever, but you're part of the picture. You're that radio guy, whatever. You can, we can send out a message that affects a lot of people.
Yeah.
And whatever that message is, okay? So, so you play a part of this. Together, all of us play a part. And I think we all want the same things. We want everybody wants to feel like they're protected, that their law enforcement's working for them, and they feel safe in their community. And when that's not done, then obviously they look towards us to help resolve that problem. And I get it, and that's the way it should be. But without their support and not without their what they're telling us on tips and stuff like that, sometimes we may not know, and your call may be the thing that helps us out to resolve some of these crimes. So anyway, just wanted to point that out. Unfortunately, my sympathy goes out to obviously El Paso and the families and victims. I tell you, I don't have all the answers and stuff, but you know, it's kind of like some of the major crashes that I get involved in and all that. We at least got to try to learn things from them, you know what I'm saying, so we can maybe prevent something happen again. So when we talk about traffic safety, fatality wrecks, when I sit here and talk about these kind of wrecks, I always talk about that wearing a seatbelt is the most important thing you do to survive a major crash. And in saying that, you know, we've had some accidents in my district where this has not been done, and I don't know what else to do. When you work enough, these crashes, been involved in them, and especially when it comes to young children and stuff, we've got to do a better job securing our children and securing ourselves. If we want any, because 43% of our fatality rate in 2018 were actually people not secured by a safety belt. And so that's something you can do. I can write you a ticket for it, but you can go down the road, take it off. Hey, look, at the end of the day, it comes down to you. Okay, so, but anyway, I also talk about fatigue, people falling asleep and whatever.
Fatigue,
and,
yeah.
And for that today, I want to tell you, the day's trivia, Craig,
okay,
is sponsored by Mattress Guys.
Mattress Guys.
Yeah, Anthony Jensinski down there,
yeah, I know those guys,
has offered a free pillow.
Really?
So he's going to help you get that 8-hour sleep that you're supposed to get.
Okay.
Okay. So anyway, I just need to come up with a trivia type question.
Uh-huh.
And
I know the answer. So whenever I'm in Virginia, anyway, I know the answer.
The mattress guy. So
I'll be listening for that today. All right, then.
And my trivia question today, based on 2000, let's see here. What was the most deadliest day in 2018?
Last year. The deadliest day in Texas.
Well, let's make it a little easier. What was the most deadliest month in Texas last year?
Deadliest month in Texas.
So there's 12 months, right? So 1 out of 12.
You're 1 out of 12 chance.
Okay. So anyway.
Deadliest month in Texas in 2018.
Right.
For a free pillow for mattress guys.
Active shooter. I was in. Okay, we got a light flash.
They're going to come in, so just kind of sit back and relax for a minute.
Okay. I like to win that pillow.
There you go. Good morning. This is Safety Talk today.
About November.
Not November.
Yeah. Right. So I teased him a little bit.
Thank you.
I teased him a little bit. He was listening, though.
Yeah.
I teased him. I was going to give him the deadliest day, but I'm talking about the deadliest month.
Uh-oh. You switch it up on him. So one down.
I stopped off at Smitty's this morning. Okay, that's just a couple
down, blocks. Right down the street, about two
now,
blocks
you
down.
You have not told me about this.
Okay.
And I'm kind of disappointed, to be honest with you. Huh?
I'm sorry.
Wow. I mean, did you know they did breakfast?
I did know that. Okay. I've had their breakfast before.
Okay. Well, I've got something coming up on Smitty's. By the way, very, very. I had good breakfast this morning, and I got my coffee, so I'm ready to go.
There you go. Good morning, Safety Talk.
Yes. Is it July?
No, ma'am.
No, not July. There you go. Hey, what, you getting one of those cheese-covered chicken fried steaks from there for lunch?
No, I didn't go that far. I've got some PRT coming up that I've got to pass next month, so I need to start.
Queso on a chicken fried steak, man, you cannot go wrong.
So. I'm
telling you, go back.
No, I just got, some little breakfast there. So.
Okay, all right.
But anyway, so, man, I hate to.
Good morning. Safety Talk today.
Is it April?
No, not April. All right. There you go. Three down.
Three.
Quarter.
Uh-oh. There's another light.
Good morning. Safety Talk today. Hello, Safety Talk.
Hey, is the deadliest month February?
No, sir.
Oh, not February. All right. That's four.
That's four. Ooh, man.
We're going to whittle it down. They're going to whittle it down.
They're writing them down.
If you're keeping track here. Good morning, Safety Talk today.
Good morning. I'm going to guess it's July.
You know, them are good choices, but that's not the answer.
Not the answer.
Okay. All right.
Thank you. All right. 979-836-9937.
I just need to wait to.
I told you to sit back and relax. You're going to sit your coffee here at 836-9937. Good morning. Safety Talk today.
Yes. Is it October?
October it is. Oh, sure is. October was the deadliest month with 332 people killed. On our state highway. So anyway, you win a free pillow, and tell Mr. Janziski who sent you down there. He'll remember awfully who. But tell him you want. Hey, if you don't mind, tell him you want two. Yeah. Look me back up. So anyway,
I guess I'll have to bring you fresh cookies.
Oh wow!
Oh, okay. There you go.
There it. See, Craig. Yeah, I told you had the audience.
they took care of you.
You're going to call back at some point, right?
Yeah. Do you want to take a break and get her information?
Let's do that.
Okay.
We'll kind of regroup here.
Sure.
All right. We'll take a break here this morning. Stay on the line, ma'am, and we'll get you on hold and get you here with them on in a moment. 979-836-9937 for questions today. Or do check the emails, mail, mail at kwhi.com. Good morning. Safety Talk after this on KWHI AM 1280 from 101.7.
We'll be here before you know it, and life can get crazy, but your banking doesn't have to be. No matter how busy you are, never forget to pay a bill again with Burton State Bank's all-new BSB Bill Pay. Take care of all your bills online, anytime, anywhere. And of course, you can always come in and visit with some of their friendly staff. They welcome that too. Visit Burton State Bank online or stop in 515 North Main Street in Burton. Burton State Bank, member FDIC.
If you weld and want to save money, DDM Pipe and Seal is the place to shop. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Pipe and Seal stocks every welding supply you might need, from wire brushes to strikers, hoods and hoses to gauges. And for the entire month of August, DDM has welding rods on sale for only $1.60 per pound. You heard that right. Stock up on welding rods at DDM this month for only $1.60 per pound. They also have auto darkening helmets for just $65. There's just one catch. You have to tell the folks at DDM that you heard the radio ad to get those prices. That's not too hard, is it? DDM also now stocks 4-point gaucho wire for $44 each and 6-foot 6-inch galvanized T-posts for $11 each. If you're buying in bulk, DDM will deliver. And don't forget, if you use welding rods, you can stock up at DDM for just $1.60 per pound. Just tell them you heard this radio ad to get that great price. DDM Pipe and Steel, 301 Salem Road in Brenham and 1083 Highway 71 in Bastrop.
Looking for that custom welding job? Contact Triple S Welding in Brenham at 979-451-5837. Triple S Welding specializes in custom entrances, gates, metal buildings, pipe and ornamental fencing, cattle pens, and just about anything metal. Shop with confidence knowing Triple S Welding is committed to offering superior service and quality craftsmanship with each job at the best price. For more details, visit their website at SSSWelding.com. Join Triple S Welding at the Fireman's Fiesta this weekend in Brenham.
Whether you're looking for an exceptional facility for short-term rehabilitation, long-term care, or post-operative recovery, Focused Care at Brenham is the perfect choice. The team members at Focused Care at Brenham are highly skilled at providing inpatient rehabilitation and 24-hour nursing care. They recognize the amount of trust you put in them to care for your loved ones and will treat them like family. Stop by and meet the care team, take a tour, and discover why Focused Care at Brenham is the premier skilled nursing facility in the area. Conveniently located at 1303 Highway 290 East in Brenham.
Looking for great summer savings on a new truck? Hurry in to LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC Cadillac and browse our huge selection of nearly 100 new trucks. Take your pick from dozens of Chevy Silverados, GMC Sierras, and heavy-duty models as well. With this incredible selection of new trucks, we're sure to have one that'll meet your needs. Stop by LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC Cadillac today, located at 900 Highway 290 West in Brenham.
Cold Course Foods is the operator of Burger King in Brenham, Chapel Hill, and surrounding areas. If you are looking for great food, fast service, and a friendly smile, head to Burger King in Brenham at 1107 North Park Street or in Chapel Hill at 9011 Highway 290 East. Right now, get two sandwiches for $6. Choose from the Whopper, the Crispy Chicken, or the new Spicy Crispy Chicken Sandwich. Don't miss these great sandwiches only at Burger King, where you can have it your way.
Wouldn't you like a beautiful smile to share with confidence? At Brenham Orthodontics, Dr. Troy Gore specializes in braces, including Invisalign. The team at Brenham Orthodontics has the highest level of training and experience. Plus, they provide a friendly and professional environment. Call 979-836-6160 to schedule your complimentary consultation. Brenham Orthodontics creates beautiful smiles for all ages at 1704 South Bluebell Road in Brenham. They also see patients in Belleville and Columbus. Visit online at BrenhamOrthodontist.com for a healthy, confident smile.
Welcome back once again to Safety Talk on KWHI, AM 1208 FM 101.7 on this Thursday, our bi-monthly visit with the troop from the DPS, and Sergeant Morgan with us today as always. Thank you for coming in and talking with us. I forgot to say the top of the show, but thanks for coming in.
So last year in 2018, we had 172 fatalities.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see here, 9,517 crashes where it involved a fatigue or somebody had fallen asleep. So not one of the biggest contributing factors.
Mm-hmm.
It seems to be more of a, I used to think it was more of a big issue in the trucking industry, but I was reading some information the other day. It's our younger drivers, teenage drivers that don't get enough sleep and all that. Yeah. They're just got so many things going or whatever. That far as the age rate, there's more of our younger drivers actually involved in these type of accidents. than it would be somebody in our trucking industry. Mm. So anyway, thanks for the Mattress Guys supporting today's program.
Yeah.
And like I say, just to reiterate, make sure you get at least try to get 8 hours sleep. I know it's hard to do. Some people are working two jobs and all that. But again, you know, somebody with 20 hours without sleep is that same person driving a vehicle at 0.08. So
wow.
It slows you down. You know, we all been there. Mm-hmm. They'd say when you get in that situation on the roadway, if you can find your rest area, pull off the road, get all the way off the road, and get you a 15-minute power nap, and then wait 5 minutes before you actually pull on the roadway, that really helps. You can sleep too long, and it makes you kind of feel even more kind of a droggy. You never really kind of snack. So they just recommend about 15 minutes. So if you get yourself in that situation, get you a little 15-minute nap, wait about 5 minutes, kind of get your thoughts back together, and then get back on the road. And certainly you got something with caffeine or something in it to help you out a little bit.
Yeah.
That's some of the things they do recommend if you're that driver.
Yeah. It was not long ago it had that happen to me. We were driving, I forget where we were going to. I was like, I had to stop and give me a little candy bar, a little something just to,
right,
you know, just kind of perk me back up on the way back.
So you were asking me off air about truck drivers stopping, yeah, in certain areas.
We had seen it when we were just discussing it. We were coming back from feeding pigs. When me and the kids, and they were asking me why this truck was there. We're coming back down Bluebell Road 577, and it's a two lane with the center lane. You know, you can use it for a turn lane, but it's right, just that, you know, two yellow stripes there. And there's a big rig there. It's probably about 8-ish o'clock at night, you know, nothing going on out there. I was right, like, why is this sitting there? And I was like, well, the only thing I could figure is they'd hit their time for the day. You know, they were stopped in that lane and lights on. I was like, you know, I was wondering, you know, well, can they do that? You know, is that legal for them to do that?
So typically the answer is you can't stop in the middle of a roadway or block a roadway. Okay. Right? I think an officer has to kind of look at the whole picture, because there is some cities in the transportation code, it allows in some business districts where, like, your UPS drivers, your short temporary type drivers, to stop. I don't know exactly how that would work when it comes, if something happens out of that. I think the officer would have to look at the whole deal. But so it allows some temporary, like a school bus stopping in the roadway. That's temporary, right? Mm-hmm. Law allows them to do that. So there's exceptions to the rule. But typically you can't just stop in a roadway or a left turn lane, whatever. I was telling Craig, I got a complaint up there in Cameron where a guy got out of his 18-wheeler, left it running. That's one violation right there.
Mm-hmm.
Stopping in the roadway and leaving unattended, that's another violation. So anyway, and went and got him a box of chicken, okay? That ain't going to work, okay? That's just not going to work, okay? So, you know, find your truck stop, okay? That's what truck stops are for. They usually got just about everything you need there. If you've got a improved shoulder next to that chicken place, absolutely pull yourself off the side of the road, put your flashers on if you think that's necessary, and shut your rig off, because when we talked about leaving vehicles running when it comes to kids and stuff like that, we've mentioned on this program that leaving a vehicle running in a parking lot is, we don't have jurisdiction far as that violation,
yeah,
is, because that's in the transportation code. And the transportation code basically applies to where public streets, highways, signage and stuff, but not in parking lots. Like the penal code, leaving kids in a vehicle is in the penal code, so that applies everywhere. So anyway, in truck stops, you'll notice a lot of people have called and said, look, what about the truck driver in a truck stop? Every time I go through there, there's always somebody's truck running, whatever. There's nothing we can do about that. Mm-hmm. I mean, because it's off the roadway and all that. So, but that's how we would look at that. So I would say I would have to stop and see if the guy's in this rig and find out what he's doing, whatever. Now, you have some of these delivery trucks through these convenience stores, and some of these convenience stores are in weird places, and they got very little room to operate. And I think an officer has to take that. And you know, deciding what he needed to do or whatever. And so I would say it come. There's not one thing that fits all, but I would say this, that most of the time you just cannot stop and leave your vehicle in a lane for either left turn lane or the main lane. So don't do that. If you do break down, I tell people break down. When that light comes on and stuff like that, you need to go ahead and you know, that's why we always say, hey, look, if you can be in that right lane, stay in that right lane. Now you can just move over to the shoulder, move off on the grass, yeah. And then and get off as far as you can. Because, like I say, if somebody's not paying attention, and then while you're out looking on your vehicle, and all of a sudden now you're getting struck from the rear. So as we pointed out, there's a I was going to do the distracted driving on that. It says here that there was 398 people killed involved in crashes last year on the distracted driving, and it was like a 12% decrease. I have not bought into that, so I'm laying off of that one. Actually, I saw another one was a little higher than that, but I think that's the distracted driving to me is a main contributing factor in a lot of our accidents, but I think it's one of the most underreported violations or contributing factor. I guess it would be a violation if you were texting at the time. That would be a violation, but certainly you can be distracted just by talking on the phone. So, which is not part of the texting law. So, anyway, yeah, October was the most deadly month, 332. I was going to, on the November deal, I was going to say November 11th was the most deadliest day in 2018, where we lost 25 people in that day. Wow. So, I looked this morning, we're at 1981. That's not a year. That is a body count on our state highways that we've been trying to get lower for many years. And we were somewhere around 9 deaths per day on our state highways. And we have not had a deathless day on our state highways since November 7th, year 2000. You wanted to... where are we at on break? I can't see.
We got a couple more minutes.
Okay.
We got a little
so
time.
So we got school starting up, right?
We do. Wednesday. School starts up on Wednesday.
Okay. We talked about this yesterday. I know what I was going to do. I was in Nacogdoches yesterday visiting with some people, and I was going to go into CRAZE training. But we also taught child safety seats, and we were out there also the question come up about, because some of these ladies in there were school bus drivers. Mm-hmm. So they had some questions about school bus drivers. And the most common violation that I see where people really get confused, where we talk about that split lane, four lane highway with that left turn lane, you know, and then obviously, you know, people want to know, do you have to stop since, you know, divided by a left turn lane? If it's divided by a pavement, you're going to have to stop all lanes of traffic. And again, I asked school districts, and this came up yesterday, each year the school district or the person over the school buses and the routes needs to take a look. And it certainly, I know it's because things change. The drop-off points change. You're not picking up the same kids or whatever. And we want to make sure that the route that the school bus is taking, first of all, is the best route to take. The safest route to take, and the safest place to pick up a kid or unload a kid, because that's where your accident typically are going to happen when it comes to school bus, is that unloading and loading of a children. Mm-hmm. And Ken, you know, this came up yesterday about using the improved shoulder. Like I've stated on this program, just because the bus moves to the improved shoulder, if it has one, and it activates lights, it does not change anything. You still have to stop. You're still on part of the roadway. And, what it could do for you is that old boy that was in that, because most school buses will stay in the outside lane, and they'll stop, and then you have the outside lane. But that person not paying attention, that distracted driver or whatever it may be, you know, this is where they look and they hit the brakes and they hit the back. So if he looks up and the school bus is on the shoulder. Because, you know, certainly especially on a four-lane roadway, you never want kids crossing a four-lane highway. That should not be allowed. That's a school bus needs to go down a road and get somehow find a way to come back on the other side to unload or let that pick that kid up. Kids should not be running across no four-lane highway. It's bad enough to run across a residential street itself. But if there's anybody out there that has a school district where kids are running across a four-lane roadway, that should be stopped. That's not safe to do. And these kids are not, depending on the age, this came up, kids are not, depending what age they are, they don't process information like an adult would. Yeah, they may see the car, but they don't understand how fast the car is going and all that. So you want to take that out. You don't want to just take that out. But like I say, use the improved shoulder if you want to. It's certainly allowed. But now for you not to stop, it has to be either like a fencing or a concrete wall that prevents traffic from actually crossing over into that side of the roadway.
Or like a grass ditch or something like that?
A grass ditch would work. It's not meant for normal travel use. So then the other side would not have to stop in that situation. So usually when we are enforcing that, that's where I see a lot of the violations on that type of roadway. So now in our school zones, obviously, now, you know, schools, lights start flashing. They have the reduced speeds. And they also have on your phone, you know, it's got to be hands-free unless you're stopped. I don't say they always throw something in there.
Yeah.
Or to just leave it alone, okay? Hands-free, whatever. But anyway, if at best, don't even be on your phone because you got a lot of kids around and stuff like that. It's that split second where a kid runs out in front of you not paying attention. Certainly you don't want to hit a kid. So, and other than that, that's pretty much, going into the year that I can just think of as far as what we need to be watching out for. So, anyway, let's go ahead and take that extra break, and then we'll come back, and we'll get into some of this other stuff I got
ready. There you go. All right, again, 979-836-9937, 836-9937 for Safety Talk today. Sergeant Morgan's here in studio, or you can send an email to his mail, mail at kwhi.com. Back with more Safety Talk coming up. After this,
personalize your home with a Mueller Metal Roof. With over 30 designer colors to choose from and several distinctive panel types, Mueller can help bring a unique style to your home. And with limited paint warranties up to 30 years, a Mueller Metal Roof will beautify and protect your home for decades. Buy with confidence, knowing that your metal roof is manufactured by Mueller here in Texas. Find out more about Mueller Roofing today. Visit us in Bryan, College Station at 1840 North Earl Rudder Freeway, or call 855-958 1255.
School is just around the corner. Usually this means back to homework, tests, and book reports. But at the Bluebell Aquatic Center in Brenham, it means it's time for their awesome back-to-school bash. From 5:30 to 9:30 on August 9th, come spike the volleyball over the net, limber up your throwing arm for cornhole, and play with glow sticks after the sun goes down. Summer might be winding down, but the fun at the Bluebell Aquatic Center is still going strong. With three awesome pools, tons of programs, and events happening all the time, there's something for the whole family. You can splash in the shallow end of the leisure pool, tackle the Aquatic Center's famous big yellow slide, or make your way across the Bluebell Popsicles. Swim laps in the indoor competition pool, or relax in the therapy pool if you need a little break from the Texas sun. $5 and $3 for children 3 and under gets you access to all three pools all day long. There are swimming lessons available if your kiddo is ready to take their first plunge into the pool. Give summer one last hurrah at the Bluebell Aquatic Center's Back to School Bash, August 9th.
As the summer slows down, Brenham Ace Hardware knows that life speeds up. You've got kids heading off to sports practice in college and a house to keep in order. Your time is precious, so why not get everything you need at Brenham Ace's August Hot Buy Sale? For your kid who's packing up and heading off to college, pick up totes to keep their stuff organized and clean during the move, including an 18-gallon tote for just $5.49 when you use your Ace Rewards card. For the gardener in your family, buy regular and wide-mouth quart jars or half-gallon jars so you can enjoy the fruits of your labor for months to come. Or a Smart Flow Max 50-foot premium garden hose to reach every inch of your lawn, just $24.99 with your Ace Rewards card. Brenham Ace at 307 North Austin Parkway will help you get your kids off to college and your home ready for fall. But hurry, these deals are only valid through August 27th. Brenham Ace is the helpful place.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. J&J Packing is a proud sponsor of the Washington County area sporting events. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire, Texas.
The Wood Doctor, Franco's Wood Floors in Brenham, specializes in all types of wood floors. New installation, repairs, sand and finish, or recoats. Whatever you need, the Wood Doctor at Franco's Wood Floors can do. Plus, they offer to install or repair all species, including exotic woods. Just call 979-203-7003 to talk to the Wood Doctor about your job. They'll come out to assess the job and give you a no-obligation free quote. Plus, they service the whole state of Texas. Franco's Wood Floors, since 1994. Call 979-203-7003.
When it comes to financial security, there's one name you should know. Thrivent Financial. You have a unique way of looking at the world. So do we. We're a not-for-profit membership organization of Christians that exists to serve our members. Our focus is helping you be wise with money and live generously. Work with someone who can help you create a wise financial strategy that reflects your values. In Brenham, call your Brenham area associates at 979-836-0693.
Welcome back once again to Safety Talk on KWHI, AM 1280 FM 101.7 here on this Thursday morning as we visit with our good buddy from the DPS, Sergeant Jimmy Morgan, who's flying solo today because evidently the other guy just couldn't show up for us today.
Well, I don't
Steve,
know where
Steve just didn't show up.
I know he was in Austin yesterday, actually Florence, doing some training.
He always says he's busy, but I just I wonder. I wonder sometimes.
We were talking a little bit before I get off on the school bus stuff. Remember, that's one of them violations there where, you know, that's starts out at five. And I don't mean $5.
I was going to say $5? Okay.
That's $500 to $1,250 if you're convicted of that.
First offense.
Okay? First offense. And $1,000 to $2,000 on the second violation, okay, if convicted. Now, if you cause an accident in one of these, then we can get up to what I call a either a felony offense, depending on the seriousness of the injury. So you don't want to be that person, right?
Wow. Yeah.
So if you're going to donate $1,250, we can meet somewhere. I'd save some money. At least you know where it's going.
No kidding, right?
So. And speaking of that, one of the things that's been we've been talking about starting September 1st is the surcharges and stuff attached to some of these violations, mm-hmm. where you got convicted of it. Now you paid your fine for the, but you also had the maybe suspension and surcharge attached to it. So a lot of questions still remaining out there how that's going to work.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, let me be clear. I don't know.
That's not in your pay grade, right?
Sometimes it feels good just to say, I don't know. Good question. But here's how I think it's going to roll out. Well, in general sense, okay? Because, you know, there's something always comes along where they say, you know what? We did not anticipate that, or we looked at it, but we just, that's something mm-hmm. we didn't see forthcoming. So that happens, right? Yeah. And then you make the adjustment. Mm-hmm. So that may happen, something like, but in general, what's going away, if you're that person that has a license that has a surcharge and you're paying on it, you're still obligated to do that right now, okay, up till September 1st. If that's the only thing that keeps you from having what I call a valid license, clear and all that, then come September 1st, then you're going to be, your license should be able to get cleared up. And what that reinstatement fee to make that happen, what else do you really still owe, don't owe? I don't have the answer. I think that's a case by case scenario with the Department of Public Safety. You know, you can go to our website, another website that's very helpful, and go to our website, go to driver license, and there's some numbers. If you can get through and talk to somebody, or maybe something, they got a Q&A situation, but and kind of have a feel what's going to happen in your particular situation. But anyway, in general, that's how it's supposed to work. Now, if your license are still invalid, in other words, you've got charges on it, all that stuff is still remaining. It doesn't wipe your license clear. It just removes the surcharges attached to the violation that you have committed. That's all it does. So you'll still have stuff listed on your driver license record. So don't get thinking that everything on your license is going to be wiped clear. It's just not. That's not how it's going to work. So it's just mainly pertaining to the surcharges that are people having to pay that were convicted of certain off. It could be insurance, was $250 for 3 years. See, a lot of this went over a 3 year period. You may pay it 1 year and forget about it, and all of a sudden the second year you get it again. You go, wait a minute, I think I already paid. No, you paid it for that 1 year.
Oof.
So this was a 3 year deal, and this is where it led to a lot of money.
Yeah.
So depending on what that violation was. So once September 1st gets here, we'll see how that works. Maybe there's some additional information I can pass on, and it may just come down to case-by-case scenario. Again, our out of Austin, it should be able to handle most of that as it comes along. But anything that I find out about, certainly I will pass that on to you. Another license out there is your license to carry. I was getting some questions about that yesterday while I was up in Nacogdoches. We have somewhere in the neighborhood of 1.1 million licensed to carry holders here in the state of Texas. If you know something I don't, I'm saying since 1995 when we started this state, started into people allowing people to carry, conceal carry in their vehicle, that still remains today. You still have that option without a license to carry. The license to carry basically lets you carry on your person, okay? Has to be in a shoulder, hip, or under your arm, shoulder holster type deal, but it has to be holstered, okay? You can't just have it laying on your seat of your vehicle, and we've established that, okay? But if the person said, well, other than that, why would I need a license to carry? Well, if you want to carry to another state, that's what you're going to need. So it helps you if you're that traveler and you go out of state quite a bit and you want to carry that within your car, because the concealed carry part, that's for the state of Texas, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That you start moving out of state of Texas going to other things, you have to find out, and you can go to our website, go to the license to carry, and then reciprocity, which should show the state of the United States in a kind of a, it used to be blue. Shows here still to be blue. But anyway, put your cursor on there. It'll tell you what kind of agreement we got with that state or not. So that's the advantage of having a license to carry for you to do that. Yes, you still are limited on some places. One would be like your athletic events, your school events, amusement parks, where alcohol is sold more than 50%. So there is some, and there's also places where if you're that private businessman and you don't want either license carry or concealed carry, whatever, but you have to post that, okay? You have to post that signage and stuff. So basically how it works, if you miss it and somebody realizes and they tell you to leave, if you don't leave at that point, that's when trespassing and stuff like that comes into play. So you need to make sure if the guy is certainly legit, the manager or the owner, and they don't allow that, that's whatever. But to prevent any kind of confusion, they need to have the signage that's required them to have on as you enter into whatever establishments you're going to enter into. Another question I got, and I have it right here. This came up one not too long ago. When can you use deadly force? Most people think about using deadly force to protect, their fear of their life or a third person. Somebody's getting attacked. You just happen to be coming by, and you tell them to stop, whatever, and they got a knife, and they're fixing to stab that person with a knife. Yes, that's that's a place where you can use deadly force. I got a light blinking over there, Craig.
That is a phone. I didn't see that one.
Maybe they have a good question.
Good eye on you there.
Okay.
Here we go. Good morning. This is Safety Talk today. You have a question for us?
Yeah, I got a question for the officer. I got a ticket for invalid driver's license, and I can't find out from heads or tails. I called the courthouse, try to find out.
What are you trying to find out?
I'm trying to find out if I got a ticket.
What? Did they give you a ticket?
Yeah, I know, but see what happened.
You're trying to find out what you're trying to find out what, obviously, was it a county or was it a JP?
It was a...
JP, what court system?
I can't remember what JP it was.
Okay. How long has this been?
I guess about 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Okay. Do you remember the troop?
The trooper? No, I sure don't.
Do you remember where the stop was at? What'd you do with the ticket?
My wife accidentally threw it away.
Oh, okay. So, if in this case here, if you can remember you're stopped at, then you can find out what precinct that is, and that's going to be pretty much the judge, JP, and where that location was. That would be your first avenue to check with them. They should have a copy of it there for you.
Well, it would be at Judge Cone's office.
Okay, I would call him then.
I tried calling, he's not in.
What, can you leave a message?
Yeah, I left him a message.
Okay.
And we looked it up in Austin, see if I had any tickets, and it shows no tickets.
Well, because you hadn't been convicted. Only things that enter in your license if you're convicted of a violation. We don't. So you hadn't been to court yet.
No.
Now, what you've got to worry about is now not showing up on appearance day, because typically you're going to on a Class C violation. You're going to get obviously if you didn't get taken to jail, right?
No.
Okay, so you're going to get a minimum of 10 days to contact the justice of the peace. Okay, they're going to give you a little bit longer than that. Most times they will before they issue any kind of warrant, but that's why you're trying to keep out of that right now. You're trying to find out, hey, you know. So it sounds like you're trying to do the right thing. I don't know why they hadn't called you back. Did you leave a phone number for them?
Yes, sir. I sure did.
How long has this been?
Like I said, about 2 or 3 weeks ago.
That you called the judge?
No, uh-uh.
Okay, when did you call the judge?
Well, I called him last week and this week. And last week he was at school.
Okay.
For JP's.
Right.
So this week, now I'm trying to
Where's his office at?
In Chapel Hill.
Okay. All right. Well, it sounds like you're doing the right thing. I don't know. I mean, obviously, I don't know if he has a secretary or not or whatever, but I would say, yeah, you know, this time of year, certainly some people are trying to finish up on summer vacation. They may not be in office. And again, some school, in this case, he was in some type of school. So hopefully, now, if you get a chance, and it sounds like your license are invalid. Is that what you got charged for?
Correct.
Okay. So you don't need to be driving.
No, you need to have somebody drive you out there.
And during normal business hours and try to find out. And you want to make, certainly you might want to make that call before you go just to see if they're in or not. But other than that, I really don't know what to tell you how to handle that. But it sounds like if it's not the right court, they ought to call you back and say, hey, you know, we've looked through our tickets that have been turned in by the troops, and we do not see your name. Are you sure that was the right, you know, roadway or the precinct? So that's sounds like you're trying to do right.
I called the courthouse trying to get a hold of Renee Mueller's office, and I can't even do that.
Well, there's one number that does work, and that's the number you just got through calling.
Yeah.
Okay. What are you doing?
That's it. I'm trying to keep a straight face over here is what I'm trying to do.
I will answer the phone. What? Yeah. Hey, we do answer the phone.
Yes, we do. I will.
So sounds like you're in the right direction. Hopefully they'll call you back and let you know something one way or another. And I would say this, do this for me too. Elise Wilson is the sergeant here over, in this area, Washington and Grimes County. Tell her I said hi, by the way, when you go see her. You know what? You could go by there and visit, and she can get with her troop to see if any, she can find out which trooper that issued that, okay? And they should know. They'll be able to find out and make sure that you're right in the, you know, far as the judge and all that. So, and they may get be able to get you, burn you another copy of that so you'll have that. So go by and see her and tell her I said hi.
At the DMV?
Right here, yes, where the driver license is. Sergeant Elise Wilson.
Elise Wilson.
What's her name? She's a sergeant. Her name's Elise Wilson.
Okay.
And my name's Jimmy Morgan.
Jimmy Morgan.
Yeah, Bubba for short. Okay. All right.
Okay. Thanks very much.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. Have a good one there. All right. We are about 30 seconds out from the top of the hour. Jimmy, final thoughts. Wrap it up today.
Final thoughts. I think you hit on it today earlier. School bus. You know, as school starts back up, kids going everywhere, play. They're not paying attention to you.
Mm-hmm. They're kids. Trust me, they never pay attention.
Yeah. So, anyway, at least be trying to pay attention to them. And certainly, I'll catch up with you all in another couple of weeks. And maybe our buddy Steve will be back.
Hopefully.
And anything. Anyway, you can contact me at my office, 979-776-3147. Or shoot Craig here an email, whatever, and he'll pass that on. And we'll try to get your question answered.
That's it. KWHI AM K269 GU FM Brenham.